When you are faced with difficult circumstances in life, it can be easy to feel alone and afraid. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Mark Stewart says his initial cancer diagnosis left him reeling.
I just felt very emotional about the whole thing, and I began a process actually of grieving, grieving that my health was never going to be the same, grieving that my plans were not going to be the plans that I had imagined. Jan and I were had some goals that, as we got later on in years, we wanted to achieve, and many of those are going to be on hold. My diet completely changed, and it's still changed now. And sometimes I grieve over the fact that I can't have a big steak, a nice steak, and I can't eat any meat and or fish or drink milk or have eggs, which I lived off of. But it's a diet that helps the body fight off what I have.
But even in the fear and uncertainty, Mark says he remembered a really important truth.
I don't want cancer to define me. I don't want to be Mark Stewart who has cancer. And I really appreciate the hospital that we're part of. Works very difficult, very hard to communicate that cancer doesn't define you. And what I have had to repeat is out of Colossians that Christ is my life. Which means cancer is not my life. My health is not my life. Jesus Christ is my life. And he's the life giver. And every day that I'm on earth, I want to walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and be thankful.
What an amazing truth to remember. Jesus Christ is the giver of life. And in him, you can have peace no matter what you might be facing.